Theater 5 presents Mr. Paul McGrath in Ed's War.
With that shotgun. You don't really want to kill him.
Oh, don't I. Get away from that window, Sandra. I've got him right in the sights.
Oh, look out with that thing. You don't know how to handle guns, Ed. Before we moved out here to the country, you never owned a gun in your life.
Nothing to work in a gun. You just aim it and shoot. I got the directions right here, anyway.
Oh, no, Ed.
Oh, blast it, Sandra. I could have got them both just then if you didn't push my arm away.
Please, please. You've got yourself all worked up over nothing. They're not doing any harm.
Well, they're on our property, aren't they? They've been poking around for hours.
Well, it's a nice day. They probably climbed up from the road to see the view.
Well, can't they read? We got no trespassing signs all over the place.
Oh, Ed, they're just a nice young boy and girl. Yeah. Probably in love.
Love.
I bet they drove out from the city for a day together in the country. Like we used to, years ago. Maybe they've got things they want to talk over.
Yeah, I know what they're talking over, too. They're laying their plans.
Oh, Ed, you've got to stop thinking this way. It's all mixed up and confused.
Huh?
You've got to get these awful ideas out of your head.
Get away from that window, Sandra. You see. See, Sandra, they're looking up here toward the house. See that look in their faces? Smug, ambitious, superior. The expressions of the invader. Now, wait a minute. I could get him. I got him right in the sights again. Stand back.
Oh, Ed!
Oh, it didn't work. The blasted gun didn't work.
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, Ed, you don't know how to use that thing. You're liable to blow yourself up or something. Put it away.
Well, I'm following the instructions. Oh, look. I'm so excited I forgot to load the fool thing. Give me that box of shells.
No, I won't.
You give them to me, son. Give me those shells.
No, Ed. What'll happen to us? You want to go to jail.
Huh?
You want to go to jail for murder.
Yeah. You're right. I didn't think about that. They've infiltrated and gotten control of the police force, too. Well, got to take chances in war. We're all alone out here. Nobody else for miles. Who'd find out? We'll bury him in the woods.
Oh, Ed, no.
I'll do it myself. You don't have to help if you're afraid.
Oh, Ed, what is their crime? What is their terrible crime?
You know as well as I do. They're young. Young. And we're not anymore.
Those
youngsters, they're the enemy. It's us. Us against them.
Oh, where did you get this terrible, terrible obsession?
Obsession?
This war between the old and young.
There is a war, Sandra. Oh, not many people know about it. Because it's all underground. They've kept it that way, see? Secretly infiltrating our ranks, slowly eating away at us, pushing us out of our jobs, buying up or tearing down our homes, pushing us off the highways, and all the time acting so innocent. Yeah, it's an underground war, Sandra, but I know all about it, and I'm going to make it bust right out into the open. Now get your hands off that gun barrel.
Oh, Ed, you listen to me. You're talking out of your head. The old always have to make way for the new. That's part of life, Ed.
Get away, will you? Now, where did they go to?
They must have moved off behind that clump of trees.
Out of range. Blast it, Sandra, if you hadn't gotten in the way.
Well, it's a lucky thing for you I did. Oh, please, Ed, let him be.
Oh,
put down that thing and let him be. Look, I'll make us a nice supper, and later we can watch TV, huh? Lots of good shows on tonight, and then we can...
supper, watch TV. That's what we do every day, every night, night after night after night.
Well, it's our life, Ed. We're retired now. Got all the time in the world.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's the way you wanted it. You're the one who insisted on living alone up here in the middle of nowhere.
You'll never understand, Sandra. I didn't want this life. I was forced into it. By them. Night after night after night. The same boring, dull things. Until what? Until we just die, Sandra. Until we just die. Forgotten, useless.
Oh, we can't complain. We've had good life.
Yeah, had. That's the word, all right, Sandra, had. It's over. Everything good's over because of them. Pushing us out, grabbing everything. Well, I'm not going to stand for it any longer. It's a war, and I recognize it as such. I'm going to grab back what's rightfully mine.
Where are you going?
Out to get them.
This is crazy. You can't.
Will you stop that?
Look, Ed, just do me a favor. Just do your wife one small favor, will you, Ed?
What are you nagging about now?
Oh, I'm not nagging. I just want you to promise to talk to him first before you do anything you might regret. Talk to him.
Talk? It's no good talking to them.
Ed, please. For me. I've never asked for much. All these years, I've done most everything you wanted. I even closed myself off from everybody and came up here to live with you. To live like a couple of hermits.
Whoa.
But I never complain. Now I'm asking you for something, Ed. I'm asking you to just talk to those young folks before you do anything you might regret.
Well, all right, I suppose talking won't do any harm.
You promise?
Yeah. Hey, there they are again. Looks like they're coming up here to the house. Just look at the expression on their faces. Look at their eyes. Now you tell me that they don't want to take over everything we own.
You promise me, Ed?
I could get them now while we still have a chance. I could pop them off so easy.
Ed, you promise? Oh! Look, the young fella's waving at you.
Oh!
Hello?
No, don't answer them, Andrew. Don't act so friendly.
Well, what do we got here? A nice little house way in the middle of nowhere. How about that, Angie?
Gee, who'd have thought we'd find
Don't you come one step closer.
Oh, Herb, he's got a gun.
Hey, look, mister.
What do you want?
Well,
Speak up now.
Why are you pointing that gun?
That's my business.
Well, look, we just wanted to talk to you.
I'll explain. Look, mister, we're just on this camping trip. Yeah, a camping trip, you see. And we were wondering if we could sort of spend the night here.
What?
Yeah, but camp out. Down there by the brook.
Yeah, that's all. We'd clean everything up by morning.
How dare you? How dare you?
Huh?
This land is ours. Ours.
Oh, we don't
want
to
take it. I know what you want. You want to take it away from us, bit by bit.
Take it away from you? Oh, no, mister.
Ed, please. They're only trying to be friendly.
Mister, you've got the wrong idea. Look, my name's Herb Everett, and this here is my wife, Angie.
I don't believe you. I don't believe one word you say.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
You calling me insane or something. You calling me insane because I can see right through your schemes. I ought to blow your head right off for calling me that.
Ed,
shut up, you! Whose side are you on, Sandra?
Herb, the way he's waving that gun around, let's get out of here.
Don't you move one step.
Ed, you promised me.
I talked to them, didn't I? Now I'll do it my way.
But you can't just shoot them.
Shoot us.
Why not? I'm only doing what's right, what any brave man who loves what's rightfully his would do.
He's gonna shoot! Ah! Ed!
What happened?
Ed, you all right?
Huh? Where did I get him?
No. Thank heaven.
You crazy old fool. That buckshot missed us by inches. You knocked half the leaves off that tree. You give me that gun.
Wait, don't you dare take another step toward me. There's another barrel to the shotgun and it's loaded.
Herb, look out. He needs it.
Mr. What do you want from us?
Me want from you. That's a laugh. You have taken everything away from me.
Mister, you're sick, real sick. You need help and you need it bad.
I don't need anything. I've got everything I need up here on my land. My fortress.
Fortress?
Stand back. Thought you had me off guard, huh? Small chance. Think you're so smart with your college degrees and all. Hey, I bet you got a college degree, huh? I bet you both have college degrees.
No,
you're
no,
lying. All you young ones have college degrees. That's your secret weapon. You think you can push anybody out of their hard-earned job just because you got a piece of paper.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what good's that piece of paper doing you now, huh? Mm-hmm. Can't stop this gun, can it? Can't stop me from blowing you to kingdom come.
Ed, look. There's a car passing down the road. Somebody will see you. Ed.
Don't you wave to him, you young punk. Quick, get in the house.
No.
In the house. I'll take care of you in there.
Herb, what's he going to do to us?
Stop that blubbering.
The poor girl's terrified.
Oh, Sandra, it's just a trick of hers. Trying to get sympathy. In the house. In the house with you now. Sandra, open the cellar door.
Ed, please
open
don't.
Open that door. That's an order. What did you do there?
I'm sorry. I just bumped into it.
That lamp is smashed.
I didn't mean to. I'm just so... I mean, I'm frightened.
You smashed it on purpose. What you can't take, you'll despoil.
No, I...
You miserable, dirty, young, conniving, young...
Listen, what's this young jazz? What have you got against us?
I tell you, look at me. What do you see, huh? An old, used-up man? Well, you're wrong. Let me tell you something. I once lived in a $50,000 house. You hear that, young fella? I was a man of position. You know what I was? The district manager. Yes, the district manager. Worked my way up from the bottom, too, without a college degree or anything, to that important position of district manager. Over 300 youngsters like you worked under me. 300, mind you. And then what happened? Well, they all ganged up on me. Just because I was growing old, they ganged up on me. Started infiltrating, advancing. And you know what? Soon one of them got ahead of me. Became vice president. Became my boss. How do you like that? My boss. One of them.
What's that got to do with me?
I'm telling you. Well, those young ones, they weren't satisfied with putting a man in over my head. No. They had to have my job, too. They told me that I had to retire. They said it was company rules. And who made the rules? They did. The young, the smiling, ambitious, ruthless young like you. They infiltrated and took over with their energy and their youth and ideas. Their college degrees. Bless you. Bless you all.
Oh, look. You've got the wrong idea.
Shut up. I know all about it. The young have wormed their way into everything. Politics, government, communications, newspapers, banking, industry. Slowly taking over. Can't even drive in the streets anymore. You zoom past in your bright, open, high-powered cars. Get out of the way, old man. Boom! We're pushed off into the gutter.
Hit, look out. You'll fall.
Dizzy, little... Dizzy, don't you make a move. I can still shoot this gun. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. I was forced out of my job. What did I have left? A pension? Insurance? A few stocks? What good was all that? I knew you youngsters had your eye on all that, too, ready to grab it away from me, right? So I turned it all into cold cash. Cash. And I sold that $50,000 house, my house, to another miserable college boy on his way up. And I bought this place, my fortress. I moved everything up here, my money, my furniture, all I owned, everything right here, where it was safe, where I could guard it from the invaders. And I rested, see? And I made my plans, and now I'm ready. I'm ready for the war, see? I'm ready to charge back, to take over. Counterattack. See? Get you while you're not prepared. Starting with you too, see? Who'd call us? That fool phone hasn't rung in weeks. Don't move. I still have you covered. You get it, Sandra. And don't let on what's happening.
Hello? Who? Billy?
Billy?
Yes. Well, of course it's Grandma. Who else would be out here at this number? No, nothing's wrong. I sound strange? Oh, what a funny thing to say.
What's he want? What's that no good youngster want?
But, oh, oh, wonderful, Billy. Wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so very happy for you both. Yes, I'm crying. I can't help it. I'm very upset.
Oh, give me that phone, blubbering.
Herb, get the phone.
Stand back. Don't you dare. I've still got this gun pointed at you, and it doesn't take more than one hand to pull a trigger. Sandra, you stop blubbering. Give me that phone. Oh, Billy?
Grandpa? What's going on there?
Never mind that. What do you want, boy?
Grandpa, aren't you glad to hear from me?
Why should I be glad? Almost forgot all about you. Been months since the last letter.
Oh, I know that, Grandpa, but this job of mine just keeps me so busy.
Busy? You think I don't know the real reason? You're on their side now, and you only called because you know I'm about to fight back.
What are you talking about, Grandpa? Look, I called to tell you that Lainey had a baby.
What?
A little girl, Grandpa. 6 pounds. Hey, you're a great granddad. There's 4 generations of us now.
No. No.
Oh. Hey, Grandpa, are you still there? What's the matter?
Is this some kind of trick?
What? Hey, wait a minute. Mom wants to talk to you. She's right here. Here, Mom, something's wrong with him.
Dad, it's Elsie.
Hello?
Well, what do you have to say about the news? Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Of course, wonderful.
I never thought I'd be so happy the day I became a grandmother. That's life, I guess. It goes on and on and on. I should tell you, huh? Dad?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Look, this family's been apart too long. I was talking to Jim and he agrees with me. We think we ought to have a big family reunion next month. So if it's okay with you, we thought we'd all fly east and let the clan gather at your place. Lord knows you got enough room for us. What is it, 100 acres?
About that.
Now, look, we'll take care of all the work and expenses, so you and Mom don't have to worry about a thing. You'll be king and queen of the roost again, just like years ago in the old house. Okay? Dad?
Oh, okay, dear. That would be very, very nice.
Dad?
Very...
Ed,
they want to come back to us, Sandra. The youngsters love us.
Well, of course, dear.
Sandra, I don't know. I'm all confused. I want to see a doctor, Sandra. Monday, we'll go down to the city and see a doctor.
Of course, dear. Of course.
Herb, he dropped the gun. Get it!
Yep.
Oh, you don't have to worry now, kid. I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, that must be Elsie again, the way you hung up on her.
I'll get it.
Keep away from that phone.
Huh?
Look, creep, I mean business. Keep away from that phone.
Why are you pointing that gun at us now?
Get over into that corner.
I'll get a ring in the old coot's watch.
What's with the ring and the watches? Why go for peanuts when he's got all that cash he was talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
We got more than we bargained for here. We're not heisting an old farmhouse. We're breaking into a fortress.
Why?
You see, we got these bad habits. Mm. These very expensive bad habits. And it's getting harder and harder to meet expenses in town. So we come out here on a Sunday and...
How dare you?
Oh, look who's getting angry with you. After what he just put us through. Yeah, you shook us up pretty good, old man. This place looked like a pushover, but when you came on with that blunder...
Woo-wee!
The spirit of 76 or something, huh?
Too much. Your own private war.
Hey, man. Now, don't you... Can you see the whites of their eyes? Some of the top...
Oh, Lord.
I should have shot you both then.
Yeah. You had your chance and you blew it, old man. You blew it.
You dirty young...
Shut And get down to that cellar. Quick.
Theater 5 has presented Ed's War, starring Mr. Paul McGrath. Written by Romeo Muller, directed by Ted Bell. Featured in the cast, Ruth York, Evelyn Juster, Cliff Carpenter, and Alan Manson. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.